Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What, do you want to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here on Klein Alley Show. Soundtrack to Southern California all summer. Some Chili Peppers for you. And this weekend, Cali Vibes, Kid Cudi, Dirty Head, Slightly Stupid, Ludacris, Cypress Hill. And the list goes on and on. There's the complete lineup for those of you that are watching along on YouTube right now because we're streaming there. Just go to K-Rock's YouTube. You can see what it looks like inside this windowless studio. The public was never supposed to see this show, but here you are, an opportunity to eavesdrop in on what's happening here, and we got tickets for this. Not just one day, but both days, and VIP access to K-Rock's exclusive viewing area. Mm-hmm. All we're asking from you is, what is the dumbest thing you did while you were high?
It's so hard to narrow that down. Because I've done so many dumb things in so many different contexts.
There's different levels of dumb, and I think that sometimes the funniest level of dumb while high is just the most obvious thing that you could not do or that you forgot to do, or even just things like ordering yourself food and then realizing, because I've done this more than a few times, usually while high, I order food, I'm so excited, and then I've sent it to a completely different address. Like, I sent it to work when I'm at home.
Yeah, but you would do that sober, wouldn't you?
I've done, that is the maybe the most frustrating part about it, is to think to myself, man, that was stupid, and then also, wait a minute, I'm not even high.
Yeah, but if you're like Omar, who got lost in a box truck when he was high.
That's something you probably couldn't do if you were not high.
Yes.
So we'll take your stories now, and then we will give you something good to do while high, because you'll be at Cali Vibes this weekend, VIP style, in Long Beach. So let's go ahead and say hello to Jeremy, as we kick things off. Good morning, Jeremy. What is the dumbest thing you did while high? And by the way, for the Molly mom, who is still probably listening to the show, even though she complained, think of this as one giant public service announcement about why you should be very careful when you get high so you don't end up doing dumb things as well. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Hey, what's up? Big fan. The dumbest thing that I did, I could say, I guess, was I went to eat some cereal and I put everything away and I put the box back in the fridge.
You put the cereal box in the fridge.
Yeah.
That's much better than the alternative, which I have done as well, where I put the milk in the actual cabinet.
Oh, I thought you were going to put the milk into the box.
No, no.
Delicious.
But, no, but the day is young, Allie. The day is young.
Sometimes you stumble into a great idea.
That's right.
And sometimes you realize cereal is better in the fridge.
Yeah. We did have a guy that did call, and I believe they told us that they keep their Frosted Flakes in the freezer, and it makes the entire Frosted Flake experience so much more more delicious.
Yeah.
But I know that the putting things in the weird places is something that does happen a lot when high. So
yeah,
put the cereal box, or you know, put the cereal box in the fridge. The next day, you just go in there. You're like, why do I have Fruit Loops in the fruit drawer?
But what a genius idea!
Kind of also, am I a genius?
With me, I would always attempt to cook because I was always so cheap, and I would never wanted to order anything. But then I would forget I was cooking. And I remember I was in my friend's place. We had started making chicken. We had put it in the oven, walked away, went in my room, got more high, and then before I knew it, the fire department was knocking on the door.
Ah.
And they were like, someone reported that there's a fire here and your smoke alarm started going off, and we were like, what? And then There was a fire in our kitchen. We didn't even know. And then we opened the oven, and it was just these little charred black nuggets of what used to be chicken.
Oh, man.
You probably, and I took a bite,
yeah,
still.
Yeah, bet you still ate them. You're not going to waste those.
Yeah, eats it.
Yeah, Jake
eats
like,
it. I was like, try it.
Katie, dumbest thing you did while high could result in you winning some tickets to Cali Vibes this weekend. What's up?
Yay. Hi. I'm sitting here right now, actually, in the live spot. So, first of all, I hate the wind. And roll up your windows if you're smoking in your car, because this is something I did all summer long. And then when I got back in my car to smoke, like my normal everything. Oh, and also, by the way, this really helped me out because now I get to smoke inside my house, which is awesome, because when I was smoking, the wind lit my hair, like my little tiny hairs that fly in front of your face. The wind blew it, and then all of a sudden, fire everywhere. My little eyebrows, my eyelashes, everything singed. It smelled so bad in the car. I have the video to prove it and everything. Luckily,
I'd like to see that video very much.
Yeah, that's a great
video.
So,
you're doing while driving.
Yeah, hold on 1 second. Let me just try to break through some of the many words you're saying right now, because there's a lot of them. You lit your eyebrows and hair on fire while trying to smoke weed in your car?
Well, I was lighting the bowl on fire, and then when the hair, it blew in, it like into the bowl, I guess, or into the lighter, and then it singed and sparked like fire everywhere.
I like how she started the call by saying, I hate wind.
I've always hated wind. And I'm very glad that I can smoke in my house now.
All right, fair enough.
Okay.
That is a dumb thing to do. But she also claims she did it all summer. So did you light your face?
Multiple times?
Did you light your face and hair on fire multiple times?
I've only done it like 3 times.
That's so many times. So do you even have eyebrows left?
Yeah, honestly, my eyebrows are really good. My eyebrow lady compliments them all the time, but it's taken a lot of work.
I was really able to get those burns out.
All right, my skin graft lady says I look great. All right, hold on. That's Katie right there. She does sound like someone that does a lot of dumb things while high. Let's say hi to Gonzalo. Good morning. You're on K-Rock. How goes it, Gonzalo?
Hey, good morning, you guys. Ellie, my story's a little similar to yours. So I actually ate
They call you Myrtle Beach?
Shut up. That's my kid, not me.
Oh, excuse me. Go ahead.
I had a 1,000-milligram edible, and I had a severe panic attack and ended up calling 911, said I was having a heart attack.
Oh, you called 911 on yourself?
I called on myself and said I was dying, that I was having a heart attack.
It's funny, because every once in a while, these calls go viral. I don't know, did yours ever make the rounds or no? Because I think once you call 911, those become public files, right? Anyone can listen. So have you tried to track down your 911 call on yourself?
No, but I ended up seeing the firemen in the hospital, and they were just dying laughing. They were like, dude, you were so high. Like, you have no idea, like, you know, what you were doing. I guess I was doing a robot in my room to that Devo song, Whip It.
I wonder, nothing wrong with that.
That's amazing.
I wonder how many times, I guess it would happen a lot, because how many times have we heard the calls? There was the famous one where the cop ate the weed brownies and called the police on himself.
Yeah.
He said time wasn't moving.
And then sometimes you get a high person that's like at a fast food place and is like, they're not giving me my nuggets.
Right, and then they jump through the window.
Yeah, that's funny.
I wonder how many times the authorities have to help people that are just too high. It seems like it's happening a lot.
But 1,000 milligrams is a lot for an edible.
Was that your intention, Gonzalo, or did you think it said did you think that said 10 milligrams or something?
It was actually a brownie, and I ended up eating like 3/4 of it, and took like 2 hours for it to hit, and I was high for like 10 hours.
Yeah, that's really tough. I remember eating an entire loaf of weed garlic bread when I was younger, and I didn't realize how strong it was, and I was high for 3 days straight. It was crazy. And I was like, I woke up just as high as when I went to bed. It was a weird feeling.
Charlie, we're talking about dumb things you did while high. You can consider this a public service announcement if you've got young ones listening on their way to their last few days of school. Or perhaps you could use this as inspiration for this weekend at Cali Vibes. What's up, Charlie?
Hi. So when infomercials were a thing, when people had regular TV, I was super high and ordered, you know what the Big Top Cupcake is?
The Big Top Cupcake?
Yeah, it's like, it literally looks like a big cupcake, but it's the bottom of a cupcake. And you make it into like a cake type of a thing.
Right.
And I ordered it from an infomercial, super high. I overdrafted my account. Oh. Then I tried to call my bank to get it reversed, but then they said they were going to reverse it. So then I reordered the Big Top cupcake, and I didn't order it. And it was a huge freaking mess. I'm so pissed. I ended up not even... even getting my Big Top cupcake.
All right. So, this product, I kind of remember the infomercial for this thing. And
the
it was
Big Top
it
cupcake?
Was a comically large cup. It was basically, that was the idea, is that you had a, it was a cake, but it looked like a cupcake, but it was huge. So, of course, if you're high, I could.
You're like, I need it.
I need the Big Top cupcake. And you're like, but I don't have any money.
And then she overdrafted her account.
The amount of
but
calls.
But then still tried to order it again.
Yeah, that is, that's pretty dumb. That is pretty dumb.
That's amazing.
Let's say I can't
believe she never got it. That's a bummer. We should get it for her somehow.
I wonder if it exists anymore. Hey, Martha, let's go ahead and give you the final word here. We have to make some decisions because there's a lot of dumb things people did while high. Go ahead.
All right. And well, I accidentally got lost while I was super high and crossed the border with a pound of dope on me and got caught up and did 4 years for it.
Oh, damn.
All right, so you were so high you got lost, ended up doing the worst thing you could possibly do when you have a pound of weed in the car, which is get lost and make a left turn to the border crossing.
No, I was walking. That's even worse.
So you were walking over the border and they were like, hi, you're walking into Mexico and you have a pound of weed?
No, hi, you're walking into the United States now. Yes, and they were like...
And they didn't believe the fact that you didn't, because you had a pound of weed on you, why are they going to believe the fact that you didn't intend to walk over the border with it on you? Hold on, thank you for that. That one we can't say.
I love how they're like, what are you doing? She's just like, I'm lost. They're like, yeah, got it.
All right, listen. Heard quite a few stories. No shortage of people on the phone. Full lines and full text line. We'll have to have a conversation now. Behind the scenes, if you're watching on YouTube, maybe you can watch this conversation take place. We battle it out. Try to maybe squeeze one more of you on before we decide who's getting these tickets. Cali Vibes this weekend. VIP tickets for both days. And we will give those away after this one from Depeche Mode on KROQ. Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.